Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. What balance is not for the Christ follower? It's not a put-together appearance. You know what? Having traveled the country over and talked to thousands and thousands of people, some who appear the most put together are often the most imbalanced people. They're overemphasizing appearance at the expense of true personal growth. These very put together people have told me, yes, I have a knack for looking put together, but my marriage is in shambles, or our finances are in shambles, or I have no self-image. I deal perpetually with insecurity. And so put together appearance is not necessarily an indicator that you have your life in balance. However, I will tell you that as you start to prioritize your physical and spiritual health, you may see the fruit of that. You may look a little bit more put together because you're not running so frantically, but that's not the ultimate goal, right? It may be the fruit of a balanced life, but if it ends up being the end goal, you can sacrifice a lot to be looking put together, right? Okay, balance is also not a perfectly managed schedule. You know, many who make their schedule their goal, they end up serving it and forgetting about little things like, say, I don't know, people. You know what I mean? Where they're like, I'd love to help you. I know you're hurting, but this is normally when I do my workout. So sorry, I can't help you. You know what I'm saying? Where they serve their schedule and that, and their schedule is king. Now, balance isn't a perfectly managed schedule. True balance has a flexibility and adaptability to it. And true balance calls for right priorities. However, when you maintain balance, in other words, when you prioritize your physical and your spiritual health, your schedule will feel more doable and you will have more margin in your life. Again, not the end goal, but it is some of the fruit of that abiding life of putting on your own oxygen mask and taking care of yourself. Balance is not a life free of conflict and difficulty. Listen, there's a big difference between being a peacekeeper and a peacemaker. That peacekeeper works tirelessly to avoid conflict and kind of preserve the appearance, you know, all is well, no conflict here. Whereas the peacemaker is determined to have inner peace and to live from that truth. In other words, we'll deal honestly with conflict. It's not easy. We don't run towards conflict, but we want a deeper peace. James 3:18 says, those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of goodness. So what is balance? Well, here's another passage for you. 1 Corinthians 6:19, 20. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have in God, and you are not your own? You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So when you are abiding in Christ, there will be times that you have conflict, and there'll be times that you are in harmony with relationships. But as you abide in Christ, you tend more towards harmony in relationships. There'll be times when your schedule looks turned upside down, maybe because of crisis. But if you're abiding in Christ, you will find that sweet spot. But if you, as you abide as a way of life and you learn to take your cues from God and do the things He tells you to, overall, your life will look a little bit more put together, right? And your relationships will actually run a little bit better. But we do this by trusting in the Lord. Here's a list of what a balanced woman is. Are you ready? Someone who, even though she's cleaning the house to prepare for company, takes her little ones outside and runs around with them for a while. Someone who would rather bless than impress. Someone who dares to say no to something she's not called to, even though she might disappoint others. Someone who senses a call on her life and dares to say yes, even though she feels unqualified. Someone who guards and protects her time spent with the Lord. Someone who gives herself the gift of exercising several times per week. Someone who's willing to interrupt her workout if a friend needs prayer or her child needs a hug. Someone who, several times a day, pauses to acknowledge God's presence in her life. Someone who, even in crisis or a valley, will look for God's purpose and count on His provision. Someone who refuses a busied, harried lifestyle. Someone who gives herself and her children plenty of time to get out the door. Someone who's willing to push herself beyond what's comfortable for the purpose of growth. Someone who's teachable. Someone who's flexible. Someone who has self-control. Someone who hates gossip, someone who loves peace, someone who looks at difficult people with God in mind, someone who holds tight to faith, hope, and love. What is balance? You know what it is? It's finding the high ground in every situation. Whether in crisis or in times of peace, there's a high ground for you. It's the abiding life. It's the place where we bear the most fruit. But there are tangible, practical choices we can make in the physical and the spiritual realm to strengthen our bodies and our souls so that we can last long and finish strong. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.